AP Radio News. I'm Violet Ekonomova. Mourners have gathered in memory of Walter Scott, the South Carolina man shot in the back by a police officer last week. Tyrone Johnson is at today's funeral.
We're going to support his family, you know, and whatever happens in the judicial system. And we're just going to be here for support.
Johnson was childhood friends with Scott and remembers him as upbeat and always cracking jokes. Generations of isolation between the U.S. and Cuba could begin to fade today as the presidents of the two countries get set to sit down together for the first time since the Cold War. President Obama and Raul Castro are attending the Summit of the Americas in Panama. It's the first time Cuba is at the summit.
This shift in U.S. policy represents a turning point for our entire region. The fact that President Castro and I are both sitting here today marks a historic occasion.
No meeting has formally been scheduled between President Obama and Castro, but White House officials have indicated they expect the historic get-together will happen today. A Red Cross aid plane has made it to Yemen's rebel-held capital. AP correspondent Joseph Krautz reports now the challenge is getting the stuff to the people in need.
The supplies will be very much appreciated, although the aid groups will still face struggles in distributing them around the country. There's fighting in a lot of different locations, and particularly in the southern city of Aden, it's been very difficult to distribute aid because of the fighting on the ground.
The shipment consists of more than 35 tons of medical aid, generators, and emergency sanitation equipment. Residents of a small northern Illinois farming community are finally getting a chance to look over the damage done by a powerful tornado this week. The twister killed two people and injured 22 more in Fairdale. The community of about 150 took a direct hit from the half-mile-wide tornado with winds of up to 200 miles an hour. This is AP Radio News. In San Francisco, one pedestrian is dead, another is hurt after three suspected armed robbers hit them while trying to flee police. Tourist Robert Humphrey saw what happened.
I looked up the hill and watched what appeared to be a black four-door sedan just literally coming over and hitting every bump as it was literally like airborne.
Humphrey talking to KGO TV. Police say they tried to stop the suspect's stolen car after they committed the latest in a series of armed robberies in the upscale neighborhood of Nob Hill. The three men in the car managed to lose the cops and are still at large. Police in Ohio say a middle school student took $25,000 from his grandfather and started handing out $100 bills to his classmates. Authorities in the northeastern city of Medina say the 13-year-old gave out thousands of bucks before school officials found out what was happening. They've gotten about 7,000 back so far. No word, though, on how the kid got the money. I'm Violet Ekonomova, AP Radio News.